Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us again. Toni Hickman is making her first appearance on our program today. She's a recording artist that is definitely someone who's using her own gift to be able to share important messages with the world. I recently heard her single, People Pleaser, and invited her to come on the program to talk to us not only about the message of the song, but what it's been like for her to share important messages through music. For those who haven't had a chance to hear the song, here is People Pleaser. We'll be right back with our conversation with Toni right after this.
You don't have to change your way for them to accept you, child. If you do, let it be for you. Make them respect you, child. You're beautiful, amazing, like a fire in disguise. You are blazing. I hope you don't let this world put your fire out.
That again was People Pleaser by Toni Hickman right here on Conversations Live. As I said, Toni is joining us today to talk to us not only about the inspiration for the song, but also what it's been like for her to see the way that people are responding to it. Toni, hello to you and welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me. Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, glad to do it. Well, we just heard People Pleaser there, and of course, that's the single, well, the video that you actually released this past week. What has it been like for you, Tony, to see the way that people have not only responded to the song, but also to the visual representation of it?
Well, it's been so many different responses, but the main thing is people love the message of the song, and they love the fact that, you know, you have amazing disabled people in the video, and they're just amazing, and it gives a different, perception of people with disabilities, you know?
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. I heard the song, and then I watched the video. Then I went back and heard the song again. Did you know going into the song, Tony, that was the visual you had in mind, or was it just a way that you saw being able to bring, you know, the words of that song to life?
Yeah, it just was a way that came. When I originally made the song, you know, we've all gone through, like, being a people pleaser. Well,
right.
I know I have.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just writing because of that subject, because even we still go through it, even as adults, you know, it's something that we look to be admired or, you know, to be approved or whatever. And so I wrote that even to talk to myself, like, you know, you don't have to be a people pleaser. You just do what's good on your spirit. But the message in the video came because I realized I really wanted to shed light on people with disabilities, because I myself am disabled. Mm-hmm. And I've lived on both sides of the fence, like before I was and after, and I can see the difference. So, you know, I just wanted to kind of give light to everybody in different situations, because you see we have sign language in there, we have a wheelchair basketball player, we have a model, somebody with cerebral palsy. I mean, just different concepts, you know. So, and disability falls in so many levels. I think they say 1 out of every 5 or 6 people in America is mentally or physically disabled.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a lot of people. Yet we don't really. We just kind of leave it in the dark.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it definitely is, I think, a powerful way of being able to discuss the message, a conversation piece, as we call them here. I want to go back a little bit, Tony, because I have to say, until I heard this single initially and I saw it, saw a posting on your Facebook page, I didn't even realize you were a recording artist. So, you know, I know you and
oh,
I had,
wow.
had connected and, you know, and different things, but it wasn't until I heard the song, I was like, oh, Tony's a recording artist. You know, when did you first realize that gift, and when did, you know, music become your voice that you were able to speak to the world?
Oh, my God. Like, 13? I was, like, in middle school, and I did a talent show. And we won the talent show. I was in a group, and we won the talent show. And then I used to always write poetry, but I never would just rap. And after that, it just went from there. And, you know, I've had a lot of accomplishments in my life. I've actually been signed to Universal Records / Wild House Records. Like, I've done a lot of different things and worked with major artists such as Jagged Edge and Petey Pablo, just a lot of great people. So, that's what a lot of people know me from, is from my music.
Okay.
They don't really know everything else that I've done, you know. That's a whole different crowd that knows everything else, like my book and the documentary and all that.
Right. And see, that's the side that I fell on, you know, with the literary side. So, you know, so then what is it like for you to kind of exist in these different worlds, to be Tony Hickman and to be able to split yourself between the different things that you love, either the written word or musically?
I will tell you, music is my number one love. It always has been my number one love. And I've done a lot of things out of passion. So, you know, the documentary was out of passion for wanting to see our health improved in the African-American community. My book I wrote because I realized about, you know, the chemicals in our beauty products. So I've always done stuff that actually shed actually, I learned from it, and then I wanted to give it out of myself.
Right.
So, yeah.
Well, it's great to be able to see it all come together. For those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. Recording artist Toni Hickman is with us today. We're talking to her not only about the power of music, but how it's been a big part of her life. People Pleaser is the new single. It's available on Amazon.com. That's where we got it from, our partners here at Conversations Live. But we'll be reminding you guys here that in just a moment. I want to talk about courage for a moment, Toni, because I think regardless of who we are, I think we all kind of have to be able to find the courage from somewhere to be able to do what we're meant to do, to be the person we're meant to be. Where does that courage come from for you?
You know, life will constantly remind us who we are, what we're supposed to be doing, and even more so what we are not supposed to be doing. And, you know, my mom has always been the person that encouraged me to just be great, you know, no matter what. Like, she would tell me I could do anything I put my mind to. Like, that. I grew up reading As a Man Thinketh and, you know, books that a lot of people don't even know about. Like, my mom made me read them. So I've always been encouraged to go beyond what everybody else thinks I should be. And every time I have done that, I've been successful. I mean, even signing to Universal and Swab House, like, that was, you know, against all odds. I went to New York, and I had a hip-hop artist tell me, she was like, you're never going to get signed out here. But I went to New York, and we still ended up getting signed. And that was after, you know, staying in a shelter and all of this stuff. I went through the motions, but I got what I wanted, you know. So I think when you have a passion and it's so deep on your spirit, that's what you're supposed to give to the world. And if you don't give it to the world, like, you're going to be so frustrated with yourself because it is in you to come out, you know?
Exactly.
So.
Exactly. I think that's such a good point. So, you know, what is your hope? Because, you know, the numbers have definitely been rising on the video. The word is definitely spreading. And what's been great for me to be able to see that we don't see enough of, if you ask me, and that is other people rallying to you and saying, hey, you guys need to listen to this. Hey, you need to check this out. How has that made you feel to know that you've had people supporting you?
You have no idea. And the amazing thing, because I guess it's a shocker because, you know, you think that a certain group is going to support you or, you know, certain people are going to be the ones to support you. But actually, it's been people that I didn't even expect. And some people I don't even know. And they have just been, like, spreading love and spreading the message. And I probably have cried, like, a couple of times because I can cry sometimes. So I have, like, shed some tears because it's just been so heartwarming. I mean, I think the video has been up 4.5 days at the most. And, you know, it's already in the thousands. So, and the sky's the limit. Like, this is just the beginning.
Right.
This is, like, really just the beginning. Nothing has really just popped off yet. So, you know, if it just came like that, I'm so excited about what's to come.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You have reason to be. It's a powerful song as well as, I think, a powerful video that goes along with it. So it gives us a lot to be able to think of. Again, everyone, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking today with recording artist Toni Hickman. I'm talking with her not only about the love of music, but what it's been like for her to share that love as well as great messages with the world. You know, when you talk about the video, and, you know, I think you're right, it definitely is a great visual. Do you hope that this video is just another way for people to be able to remember that we all are the same? At the end of the day, we all, regardless of how, you know, people may look at us, we all have something to be able to contribute and about finding out what that is for us.
Yeah, everything you said, yes, definitely. And also, I think understanding perceptions, because we have a tendency to look at people with disabilities, and everybody has different disabilities, like, but we have a tendency to look at it and think automatically less than, and unfortunately, that is how society has kind of painted that picture as well. And so, you know, even if somebody who has been in a wheelchair or whatever, you have people who want to make sure that they walk, or people who have cerebral palsy, they don't want to accept them as they are. Now, I'm not saying that it's not possible that they can't walk, but it's always this thing to try to improve try to improve people so it can fit into society's expectations. And, you know, sometimes we have to accept people as they are, for who they are, and when they grow, they grow. And that is what I would really like to see, because, I mean, the guy Roland who's playing basketball, he's a hip-hop artist, and he is amazing. And, you know, nobody would even know that. Or look how cool he was in the video shooting basketball. I mean, he shot from half court and made it. You know, accept
right.
people for who they are. Like, don't try and change people. Because no matter what, this is what I had to learn on my own, even during the documentary. No matter how much we may try to change people, we all have a cigarette mentality. It's only until you decide to make that change for yourself that change is going to happen. And so, you know, that's what the bigger message I would like. These people are beautiful. We are all beautiful. We are all beautiful. Accept us as we are.
Right. Exactly. You know? Great message. Great message from a great artist. Tony, how can our listeners stay connected with you? I mentioned the singles available on Amazon. How can they stay connected with you and find out what's coming up next for you?
Yeah, and I do have my album that will be coming probably in January. We're still trying to set a date. But my website is tonyhickman.com, and that's TonyHickman.com. I'm Tialika Hickman on Facebook, and my fan page is the official Tony Hickman page. I'm on Twitter, I'm on Instagram. What you want? Just look me up.
All right, so make sure you guys, and we actually tagged her both on her Facebook fan page as well as her Twitter handle, so you guys can easily find her there as well. You know, congratulations to you, Tony, on the single and all the great things you're doing, and not only, of course, showing people what's possible, but also, of course, being an example for others as well. And look, looking forward to the next single from you.
Sounds good, and thank you so much for having me, Cyrus.
Hey, you're more than welcome. And we thank all of you for tuning in to another segment of Conversations Live. If you came in late and missed part of the conversation, the link is already on our Facebook and Twitter pages. You can head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb, or you can go to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on that link. You can listen to the show completely for free and even share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.